To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris and Amy show on KMOX. John Hancock is in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Final hour. And we have the Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock. It'll be Bernie Miklas and me with you. On that show, Craig Mish will join us to talk a little winter meetings, because those are happening on Sunday. At least they start on Sunday. Well, we know that it's a little confusing if you try to follow who is actually in charge of the dome at America Center, the former home of the St. Louis Rams. Well, a vote happening today on the St. Louis Regional Sports Authority, or with the St. Louis Regional Sports Authority, about a merger with Explore St. Louis, two agencies that pretty much oversee the dome and what happens there. To talk about it with us and what it might mean, the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, Joseph Blanner, is with us. He's a board member for that authority, and he joins us now on KMOX. Joseph, we appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so the meeting and the vote happened today. What do we know about it, and what's to come?
Well, sure. So actually, the RSA, which is the organization I'm on the board of, we met yesterday, and we voted unanimously to propose a resolution that would modify the legislation relating to our entity that would effectively consolidate the RSA, which is the entity that owns the dome at America Center, and Explore St. Louis, or the CVC as they're also known, which is the entity that operates both the convention center and the dome. And so part of the proposed resolution is the consolidation of these two entities. We believe that there's some redundancy there. There's unnecessary fragmentation. And so this is a good government fix to streamline operations and make the one organization more efficient and more effective. That's the first piece of it. And the second piece of it is bringing additional funding to the facility, not through adoption of new taxes necessarily, but through reappropriation of some existing revenue streams.
Yeah. And so you've got this asset there. It does get utilized as convention space. It gets utilized, you know, a handful of days for the Battle Hawks, their concerts that take place there. But there's real money needed to bring this facility up to standard. How much money are we talking about?
Well, you make a really good point. I think the general public thinks that now that the Rams are gone, oftentimes people think that the facility is dark. The reality is the facility supports many of the large-scale conventions that the convention center, that the CVC brings to town. They wouldn't be in town without the use of the dome. And of course, we do have large sporting events, concerts, and other things. The annual economic impact of the dome is about $200 million a year, and also generates about $25 million of tax revenue. So it's certainly something that we want to continue to invest in. The city, county, and state spent a lot of money building it, and it's up to us to preserve it. So, but your question is good. So we recently conducted a facility assessment through an outside third party, and it suggested that we had about $150 million of deferred maintenance and capital improvements we needed to make in order to make the facility competitive with our peers. And the issue that we have is we only have $90 million to make those improvements. And that $90 million, we as an organization, we have no ability to gain revenue in any other way. And so the $90 million is all we have. And, you know, the $150 million is what will be needed to effectively make that facility competitive for today. But there's going to be ongoing needs as the time progresses. And so there has to be an ongoing revenue stream.
So a person listening might think, well, we had the Rams settlement money. The Rams used to play in that building, and a good portion of that money is supposed to go to that building. How much of it has, and was it not enough?
Yeah, so we received $70 million of the Rams settlement money, and then we had $20 million bankrolled from prior preservation payments that were made by the city, county, and state. Those preservation payments have sunsetted, so they're no longer being made. So the $90 million that we have, the 70 plus the 20, that's all that we'll ever have, unless the situation changes. And so what we're proposing primarily is the reallocation of the 3.5% hotel tax that's assessed in St. Louis City and County. That tax was created for the purpose of funding the construction and ongoing maintenance of the dome. And so what we're proposing is that tax be reallocated after existing obligations are satisfied towards the dome and the convention center.
Yeah, the Sports Commission has been important in bringing like the Frozen Four to town. Will that now take place with the convention center folks? Or are, in other words, are you guys dissolving and going away?
So our organization, the RSA, which is different from the Sports Commission, the RSA would effectively go away. It would still exist in name, but the CVC board would effectively, if the legislature adopts what we're suggesting, the CVC board would effectively be the RSA board as well. But part of this is also trying to figure out ways to work in closer conjunction with the St. Louis Sports Commission so that they can be more effective in bringing large ticket events, sporting events to St. Louis, like Final Fours or Olympic pre-qualification events or other major collegiate events. So part of the equation is we have to figure out ways to have revenue streams to be able to get those events into St. Louis. And in order to do that, we're working very closely with the St. Louis Sports Commission, who does a wonderful job.
So would this be different than what was happening before? Because this is basically about funding for the dome to make sure the improvements happen. Would that funding not happen without this merger?
Well, the funding could happen in isolation to the merger. We think that the merger, you know, in order for us to go out and say we need additional funds, we think it makes sense to try to do everything we can internally to streamline things and make things as efficient and effective as possible. And so the merger is about doing away with an entity that was created for a real purpose historically, but that purpose has ceased to be, and putting these two pieces together so that they can function as a single whole.
Was demolition ever on the table for the dome?
Demolition of the facility? No, we believe the facility is actually a tremendous, unique asset that we have. We actually have the only dome stadium that conjoins a convention center in the United States. And we are one of only two cities that have a dome stadium that isn't affiliated with a professional sports franchise. Those things actually give us competitive advantages in getting amateur sporting events and in getting major concerts, but also major convention attractions that need a large auditorium. And so we actually have a competitive advantage, but we have to keep those facilities nice. We have to make the kinds of upgrades that are necessary to have the amenities that fans and convention goers are going to expect. And so in order to do that, there has to be more money. And this all started with us actually doing an analysis of how our peers govern, own, operate, and fund their sports and convention facilities. And we spent a year examining what regions like Indianapolis and Nashville and Minneapolis and San Antonio and Columbus and Kansas City, what those different regions do. And the out product of that is what we're working on right now.
Board member of the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority is Joe Blanner. joining us on the Chris and Amy show. So we're talking about the competitiveness of this facility to others in the region. Just how far behind, though, is the facility itself as far as gaining an event to come here, and how much of a hindrance is it really?
Well, we're behind on a lot of cosmetic things. I mean, obviously, the dome that was constructed 30 years ago is not the equivalent of modern NFL stadiums where they spend, you know, $1 billion or $2 billion or more on those facilities. But the bones of the facility are good. It just needs a lot of cosmetic things, a lot of fan experience things, things like signage, scoreboards, the concessions, the boxes. Those things all need to be upgraded because fan experience is very different today than it once was. And so, you know, we need to make investments to bring those things to the facility. And you know, there are some maintenance issues that need to be addressed, but a lot of the things are really customer facing improvements that need to be made. But if we can make those improvements, and if we can have funds available for attraction of these types of events, we should be. There's no reason we shouldn't be competitive in getting the types of events that we would be proud to have in St. Louis.
So as this merger is set to happen, again, when does this, you know, what's the timeline on it?
Well, so we adopted the resolution unanimously yesterday. And again, that was after a considerable amount of time studying this and a lot of work went into that. The CVC, or Explore St. Louis, they adopted it unanimously this morning. But we can't effectuate, because we're both creatures of state statute, we can't effectuate the changes that are necessary. We can say what we think should happen, but ultimately, it's going to be up to the legislature to make the changes that we're requesting. So, you know, we're hoping that they will do so, but we can't control the process in the end.
In terms of the dome itself, and we know that concerts still happen there. I was going to go to one several years ago, and then it got canceled. But I know others have seen larger shows happen. How has it been in terms of attracting those kinds of shows to get there? I know that we still have Battle Hawks games that happen there every year, and that will come back in the spring of next year. But what about hosting other concerts, other sporting events, football games? You know, do we have to have a new scoreboard in order for that to happen, those kinds of things to happen? Or is it still possible to attract those events without all of the changes?
Well, we do have some good concerts coming up. We have Zach Bryan in March, and I guess he just had a show in Michigan where he had over 100,000 people in attendance. We have AC/DC coming in September. And you know, I don't know that we would get either of those shows in St. Louis. I think they would pass us over if we didn't have the facility. So, you know, it's certainly the dome certainly enhances the event types of events we're going to get in St. Louis. But yes, to answer your question, you know, we recently hosted a year or so ago, we hosted a Mizzou football game. And, you know, there were people that were commenting publicly about the condition of the turf. Now, the turf was safe, but it didn't look as good as it should. And so we replaced the turf. You know, and so if you're going to get large scale sporting events like that, you have to make the kinds of upgrades that are necessary in order to be competitive with other facilities, or you won't get those sporting events.
Is the dome considered for larger football contests still, or is that a challenge?
That's what we're working on. I mean, so just a few months ago, we authorized the spend of $54 million of the Rams settlement money over 3 years. And a good part of that spend was to address issues like the signage, the scoreboard, the sound system. The AV system is ancient. And so, you know, you have to make those modifications if you're going to get major collegiate or professional sports to come visit your facility.
Joe Blanner with the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, we appreciate you visiting with us today, and we hope to talk again soon.
Great. Thank you for the time.
Joe Blanner joining us here on KMOX. And yeah, I mean, I have been to the Dome for Battle Hawks games. I think, in fact, the last time I went was
enjoyable
for a Battle
experience.
Well, the game itself is fun.
Yeah.
I haven't been in person to see the new turf, though. I've only seen photos of it.
Right.
Looks better.
Does look better.
Because the old turf did look horrible.
Oh, man.
And when you think about the fact the Rams used to play on it, like...
Well, you know, and I think the
Super Bowl Rams played on it.
Was it the last game the Rams played there that they caught the turf on fire in the player introductions? Remember that? Corner of the... They had the little whatever.
They should have just let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have just let it go. And, you know, because if you burn the whole thing, then you have to get new turf. There's probably insurance for that, too.
Gotta be.
Hancock with me, Chris Ranji on the Chris and Amy Show, Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock, Bernie Miklas and me with you on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's it.
That's right.
And you know, the food needs right now are
great.
Very
they really are.
Yeah.
Because everything's expensive. I mean... food is expensive.
It is.
It is. It, and I know there are some people trying to make it sound as if prices have come down, maybe on a few things, but go to the store. It's just, it's not cheaper.
No.
It's not cheaper than last year.
Nope.
It's just not, it's simply not. I mean, and you might be paying a little bit less in some areas, but you're also getting less. You're not getting the same amount you used to get for the same money that you're spending.
Beef, man. Beef is off the charts.
It's crazy.
It is.
I'm a little surprised that we don't talk about it as much, because that's all we talked about from like July to October of last year. Well, the first week of November, then we stopped talking about it.
Yeah. And you know, the way inflation works is even once it's under control, you never retreat. You never go back to where prices used to be. The prices always are going to go up. Just the question of how much. And the real question there is whether the cost of inflation, whether wages keep up with the cost of inflation. And I think we might be entering a slightly better window right now with regard to wage inflation that would help eat into the expenses that we're all paying.
Right. So people are making more money, but all that money is going back to.
Yeah.
So it's people aren't really doing better.
Right.
You know, just overall, if you make more money, great. But if everything costs more, well, then that's all swallowed up.
Yeah.
So you don't have any extra money.
And if you've got a stagnant wage, then you're losing ground. So That's why a lot of people are feeling it out there. There's no doubt about it.
And the poorer families are really feeling it right now. So that's why Operation Food Search is such a big deal. And we thank Jerry Kelly, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, for giving us 100 acts of kindness this year. And it's something that you can do, too, on your own. Doesn't have to be a big gesture. You can do something nice for somebody. Or you can stop by the Hardee's at 850 Merrimack Station Road today between 4 and 6. That's in Valley Park. And we hope you do.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about Waymo coming to St. Louis. In fact, the company is here. And they are getting ready for a launch of the driverless vehicles that will happen not anytime soon, but it is expected that they will be here eventually. Some of the dates I've seen are to 2027, and we can get a better idea of that with our next guest. Jared Bright is the regional executive director for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the Heartland chapter, covering the St. Louis area. And for people who don't know, Waymo is a driverless car. So if you've taken an Uber or a Lyft, imagine taking an Uber or a Lyft and there's no driver in the car. You just get in the back seat and the car drives itself to your destination. And so one of the aspects of that is the possibility that it will curb drunk driving fatalities. And to talk about that with us is Jared from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We appreciate your time today, Jared. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And personally, and I'm sure I will come around on this, I don't know how much I like the idea of Waymo. At least the technology right now does not appear to be great. You know, we've seen them, like, just for example, earlier in the week, a Waymo with passengers drove right through a police standoff situation because it doesn't have the nuance to realize, oh, maybe I shouldn't drive through this. So it's stuff like that that bothers me. But my understanding is organizations like MAD are pleased with this, that they are happy that it could curb some of the drunk driving deaths.
You know, first and foremost, the mission of MAD is to make roadways safe for everyone. And, you know, a key to that mission is ending impaired driving once and for all, period. And that's why we're excited about Waymo's announcement that they're coming to the St. Louis area. You know, autonomous vehicles play an important role, we believe, in providing another tool in the toolbox to help fight impaired driving on our roadways. And we're a longtime partner with Waymo across the United States, and we're proud of that shared commitment to protect drivers and passengers, pedestrians, bicyclists, and the community as a whole. You know, and technology is evolving every single day. Waymo is a leader in the industry of autonomous vehicles. And, you know, we're excited for the possibility that, you know, that they're providing us an opportunity to reduce fatalities and roadway injuries due to impaired driving.
So let's talk about the timeline here. You said that you've been working with Waymo around the country. When did that partnership really start? And then as far as it goes with St. Louis, with this location, when did the discussion start about bringing it to this area?
You know, that's a great question for Waymo, and our relationship as an organization with Waymo has been in play for a couple of years, and as they continue to support our work to end impaired driving, that relationship has only gotten stronger, as has their technology and their commitment to roadway safety. I know there are probably a lot of people who are wondering what their timeline is, and I know Waymo can speak to that. I know our timeline and our mission to end impaired driving is critical, that every single day individuals are being killed on our roadways due to an impaired driver. Every single day, individuals behind the wheel of a car are making the choice to drive impaired. And our job is to work every single day to make sure that we reduce those numbers. And we'll accept, welcome with excitement any partner who wants to play a role in helping to reduce something that impacts 2 out of every 3 people in the United States.
So how do you see it as it pertains to Uber or Lyft? Because to me, this is the same thing. I mean, Uber and Lyft already exist. Why is this any different?
Yeah, and we have a partnership with Uber as well. Again, we welcome any technology that plays a role in reducing these roadway fatalities and injuries. And that goes beyond rideshare, right? We, as a part of the HALT Act that's before the Department of Transportation for rulemaking process and implementation for all new motor vehicles in production. Once that happens, we'll welcome that technology as a part of anti-drunk driving prevention. And, you know, part of our role is to add and include these technology companies. We'll welcome any technology to play a role to help us get to 0 traffic deaths as a result of impaired driving.
Jared Bright with Mothers Against Drunk Driving is with us on KMOX. What is the challenge for a city like St. Louis, which does have public transportation, but this is not a big public transportation city? It's not like Chicago with the L or with, you know, used to be cabs everywhere. Now people are taking Ubers wherever they go. A lot of people don't have cars. So is there a greater challenge in a market like this?
You know, from our opinion, we truly believe that having the options and alternatives to having to make that decision to get behind the wheel of a car impaired is critical. And so, adding a tool to St. Louis's toolbox that is fueled by technology and innovation to play a role in getting the St. Louisans from point A to point B, I think everybody should welcome that. Certainly should welcome it as we look at, the likelihood every single day of an impaired driver having an impact on your life, your loved one's life. And I think we should be open, and we certainly are, and we welcome Waymo. We're excited. At the end of the day, we value our relationship with Waymo, and we will continue to look forward to working together with them and our shared goal, right, which is safety on our roadways, especially in and around St. Louis. Their goal and our goal is to strive to lower the number of people of all ages being impacted by impaired driving. Impaired drivers certainly don't discriminate. And so as we can add technological tools to our toolbox, we welcome that. And I think, you know, my iPhone updates a new version every week as they fix bugs and technology, but I can't live without it. I work and use my phone every single day. And so I think as we see technology continue to improve, I know Waymo leads the way there and with autonomous vehicles, and we look forward to what they'll do next.
Jared Bright with Mothers Against Drunk Driving on KMOX right now. And you've mentioned the word impaired. The Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that used to be the term because it was drunk is all we talked about. But now with marijuana being legal in many states around the country, including Missouri and Illinois, how is there a greater challenge there now? What have you seen with numbers in terms of impaired driving deaths, whether it's alcohol or it's marijuana or a substance like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, something we should all be thinking about. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the numbers that we see here in the Midwest, especially in Missouri, roughly about 50% of all traffic fatalities as a result of impaired driving are poly-use fatalities, meaning that there's more than one substance, impairing substance as a part of that. And so sometimes that could be marijuana. Sometimes it's other illegal narcotics or prescription narcotics that, you know, you're not supposed to get behind the wheel of the car or operate a motor vehicle with in conjunction with alcohol. And so we see, you know, nearly 50% of all traffic fatalities as a result of impaired driving also include another substance. And so, you know, since 2019, 30% increase in the number of impaired driving fatalities. This is a problem. And we worked for, you know, we just celebrated our 45th anniversary as an organization across the United States. And we saw drastic reductions over that 45 years. And we're starting to see the uptick again. You know, that could be a result of poly use and using more than one substance. We see those statistics, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is a behavioral problem. The behavioral problem and challenge that we face as a society is that individuals are choosing to consume alcohol and drugs and get behind the wheel of a car. And that's what we have to continue working on with our youth, with parents, with our community leaders. Just last night, we had a law enforcement recognition event here in Missouri where we honored individual officers, prosecutors who play a role in that, both prevention but enforcement side of things. We do it every year in St. Louis as well, more than 500 officers being recognized. Look, this is a behavioral problem, and as long as we need enforcement, we also need technology and education. That's where Waymo comes into play with the addition of technology into our toolbox to help fight impaired drivers, and in our work to continue having education and awareness, you know, at the top of our list every single day.
So other than awareness and reminding people to think twice, to stop and really think about what they're doing, get an Uber, Lyft, Waymo, whatever, if it's available in your market, whatever it is, to get home safely or get a designated driver or whatever it is. Beyond that awareness of reminding people, what more can really be done about it? Is legislation... more legislation, yeah. Different, tougher? What? How would you go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a multi-pronged approach. And I think we work every single day in the state of Missouri with our underage drinking prevention education for the youth of Missouri. And every year, more than 10,000 students see someone from MAD having this presentation in their schools. And of course, that's a cooperative, collaborative relationship with schools. We have schools that tell us no, they don't want education for impaired driving in their schools. And that's okay. We'll try back next year. But at the end of the day, if we can all wrap our heads around that we don't do prevention education in our schools as much as we used to, and if you correlate that with the uptick over the last 5 years or so, 6 years, compared to the previous 40 years where we saw a decrease in impaired driving. That should tell us something. I think on the other side of thing, on things with legislation, we work tirelessly. Representative Mark Sharp in Kansas City, representatives and senators out of the St. Louis area are constantly working with MAD and all of our team, all of our victims and survivors in Jefferson City every year to try to pass tougher legislation, but also new legislation like Bentley and Mason's Law, which says that if you kill the parents of a child under the age of 18 as a result of an impaired driving crash, you will be responsible financially for that child until they turn 18.
Oh.
This is already passed in more than 10 states in our country. It has passed in South Korea. It's before Parliament in Canada. And other states have it before their legislators right now. So that's one piece, again, another tool in our toolbox for deterrence. When we combine deterrence as a part of enforcement, we couple it with technology and our continued education and awareness campaigns. That's the impact we're looking to make. And that's why we're looking for partners like Waymo all the time. We're looking for partners like representatives and senators who want to make change in Missouri and truly have an impact. And look, we have an army of unfortunate victims and survivors who have suffered tragedies, enormous tragedies. Today is the eight-year anniversary of a Columbia couple who travels the state for us, lost their son at the hands of an impaired driver, a poly-use impaired driver. Today's their son's death anniversary. And last night they were at a law enforcement event, and today they're traveling to do an underage drinking prevention education for a school. This is the type of work we do, and this is the type of work that I know will have an impact, but we have to grow it. And that's why partnership like Waymo, continued partnerships with schools are so important.
Jared Bright, the regional executive director for the Heartland chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We appreciate your time today. Thank you, Jared, for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Be safe.
Same to you. And also, you can visit their website, mad.org. That's mad with two Ds, .org. And yeah, I think in the future, I'm sure I'm going to get into a Waymo. I'm sure when I have an opportunity, I will get into one and I will take it wherever it goes. For the time being, I'm having a hard time adjusting to the idea of it. I take Ubers and Lyfts all the time. It's super convenient. Most of the time, it is relatively inexpensive unless it's surging, unless there's something going on or there's snow. I tried to get an Uber from the airport home when it was Sunday night. Was it Sunday night? No, it was Monday night when the snowstorm came in, and it was like $200. I went, okay, I think I'll just wait the snow out. I'll wait it out. Also, we need these Waymos to stop driving through active police standoffs and driving past school buses that are stopped. Because apparently that's been an issue in Austin, Texas. Waymos are driving past stopped school buses with their stop signs out. That's not good either. Maybe we do need drivers in cars. Just not Matt Pajeski, because he can't drive worth a crap. It's a Chris and Amy show. Right before the Gas House Gang. A few more moments to go here on KMOX.
I did not call in for Neil forever. My knees could never take that.
Oh, come on, man. That's not how you're supposed to use the voice message feature on the Odyssey app. That's not what we're talking about around here. We're talking about Neil Diamond. Neil, you don't have to kneel forever. Do on your knees forever. And you're right. Unless you are, who is it? Is it plumbers, painters that they wear the knee pads because they're constantly on their knees?
Probably plumbers.
Plumbers do. Do they have we should get somebody from Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing to see if they've done anything about the plumber butt crack. I don't know if they've cracked that code.
Cracked it?
Right.
If my plumber doesn't have one, I don't trust him. I think it's kind of uniform at this point.
I agree with you. You know why? Because I know that when that crack is out, he is focused on the job. He's not thinking about his pants falling down. He's thinking about fixing the problem in your home.
That's right.
That's what I need. I agree. It's amazing that you and I agree with you, buddy.
Thank you.
Well done. You don't want a plumber coming over to the house is all worried about pulling up his pants.
No.
You want the guy butt crack out, head under the sink, going to work. With his little knee pads on.
Knee pads on.
That's what you're talking about. And I bet you Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing have all kinds of butt crack plumbers.
Oh.
Should we find out?
No.
Don't forget, 100 Acts of Kindness. I am going to be at the Hardee's 850 Merrimack Station Road in Valley Park from 4 until 6 today. We're taking donations. You'll come in, make your monetary donation for Operation Food Search, because the holiday drive is going on right now. And while you're there, you may have a chance to get some Winter Wonderland tickets at Tillis Park, if you get there in time. And we also will be giving away or an opportunity to win Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets as well. You can sign up to win those bad boys. So come on out and see me from 4 to 6, Valley Park, Hardee's, 850 Merrimack Station Road. Gas House Gang is next. And if you missed anything, it's on the Odyssey app, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow at 9 o'clock on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.